From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, took aim at Iran and its proxy militia, Hezbollah, on Thursday, saying the United States would act against this growing menace. The U.S. Ambassador's strong comments come a day after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson criticized Tehran, saying although Tehran is abiding by its obligations under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action agreed between the six major powers in 2015, the deal had not stopped Iran's ability and determination to develop nuclear weapons. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence announced in Jakarta, Indonesia Thursday that President Trump will attend three summits in Asia in November. After meeting with the Secretary General of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Pence said the Trump administration will collaborate with ASEAN to promote peace and stability in the South China Sea to ensure unimpeded flows of commerce into the area.
U.S. companies invest more in ASEAN and its members than any other part of Asia, nearly $274 billion, which is an investment which is more, in fact, than our investment in China, India, and Japan combined. Now, to protect that prosperity and to ensure our continued growth, the United States will redouble our cooperation with ASEAN on issues of regional security.
Southeast Asian nations face new challenges as China moves to extend its regional influence at a time when the U.S.-Asia policy is currently focused on rising tensions on the Korean Peninsula. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.